Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Jennifer Gould. An entitled Missouri son is accused of committing a savage murder, bludgeoning his own mother to death with a gardening tool, officials say. Christian County Sheriff Brad Cole spoke to Ozarks First News.
For all intents and purposes, we believe that it could possibly have something to do with money.
Christian County deputies were dispatched to the Ozark home of Carolyn Alling, 65, after her husband requested a well-being check, concerned she hadn't returned his calls all day. Officers were met by her son, Derek Alling, upon arrival. The 39-year-old's bizarre behavior and conflicting answers immediately put the deputies on high alert. Sheriff Brad Cole stated his deputies had, quote, a gut feeling that something wasn't quite right, end quote. That feeling was brutally confirmed. When officers pressed Derek about his mom's condition, he remained silent. Asked if she was still alive, the son delivered a chilling reply of, quote, he didn't think so, end quote. Alling then told deputies his mom was in the guest house where they found Carolyn Alling's bloodied and beaten body. Authorities say she had been bludgeoned repeatedly in the head and face with a scraping or gardening tool, an attack so gruesome it caused multiple skull fractures. Prosecutors described Alling's alleged actions as, quote, violent and gruesome. According to court documents, Alling was the beneficiary of his mother's trust and had been aggressively demanding access to the money. Carolyn even had been secretly recording her son acting aggressively in the weeks leading up to her murder, a pattern corroborated by her husband. Derek Alling has been charged with first-degree murder and armed criminal action. He was booked into Christian County and is being held without bond. He pleaded not guilty. His next court appearance is set for October 14th in Christian County Circuit Court. For the latest crime and justice news, follow Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on your favorite podcast app and watch Crime Stories on Fox One and YouTube. More crime and justice news after this. A brutal sentence has finally closed the door on a years-long Georgia house of horrors where a mother admitted to a monstrous act, killing her own 8-year-old daughter by cramming toilet paper down her throat until she suffocated. Brittany Hall, 31, of Lawrenceville, pleaded guilty to felony murder, 11 counts of cruelty to children, and concealing a death in Gwinnett County Superior Court, immediately drawing a sentence of life without parole. The plea exposed the gut-wrenching details of the relentless abuse suffered by her daughter, Amari Maya Hall, who was autistic. The sickening murder unfolded on January 18th of 2021. Prosecutors detailed the crime, stating Hall and her then-girlfriend, Celeste Owens, both high on drugs, turned their rage on Amari after the girl simply wet the bed. The punishment was utterly barbaric. Owens held the child down while Hall forced wads of toilet paper into Amari's mouth and throat, ignoring her desperate pleas. The pair then continued the torment, submerging Amari's head in a bathtub filled with water and ice until the child stopped breathing. Amari's younger sister, now 9, tragically testified that her mom had placed the paper in Amari's mouth so she, quote, would not wake up, end quote. This is her in court. Listen.
Brittany tried to wake her up, and then after that, she got put in a container with a lid on it and got put in a trunk of a car.
In the days that followed, Hall engaged in a cruel deception, posting frantic Facebook pleas claiming Amari was missing, even detailing the girl's blue Tweety Bird jacket and rainbow light-up shoes. But the charade quickly crumbled. Amari's body was found in a wooded area near the Stone Mountain Freeway, wrapped in a blanket, 3 white-colored trash bags, and duct tape. The mom's guilt was sealed by her own actions post-killing. Prosecutors revealed Hall's shocking Google searches on the day Amari was reported missing, including, quote, lakes near me, end quote, quote, ways to dispose of a body, end quote, U-Haul customer account, end quote. Surveillance footage later showed Owens renting a U-Haul van and driving it toward the shallow grave where little Amari was found. Court records revealed the murder was the climax of a pattern of torment dating back to 2018. Hall and Owens repeatedly beat Amari and her younger sibling, then three, who suffered over 30 bruises and required emergency surgery for a ruptured eardrum. Amari's two younger siblings were put into state custody following the incidents. Owens is already serving life plus 20 years. And finally, talk about a déjà vu. A Miami date for one unlucky fellow turned into a big-time luxury heist. Angelina Chanel Etsy 25 is known for allegedly giving men a sleeping beauty potion before swiping their pricey Rolex watches. Her latest alleged heist followed a familiar plot: meet the victims at a bar, head back to a Brickell apartment, and then the men hit the snooze button. One victim woke up to find his $20,000 Rolex and $4,000 in cash all gone, all thanks to this bad date bait. Cops say this known offender faces multiple charges of grand theft in three separate cases across South Florida. With a history of snatch-and-grab dates, it looks like this Brickell bandit, though, just bought herself a very long time out in a concrete cell. For the latest crime and justice news, follow the Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Jennifer Gould.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.